This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. All right, welcome to The Bright Side, friends, on this very strange kind of morning and very strange kind of time. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our phone number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. I definitely want to hear from you today. I want to know what you guys are thinking about this whole coronavirus deal. I have a lot to say about it. While I haven't really seen any proof of a coronavirus, has anybody out there really seen any proof of a coronavirus except for what they hear in the news? Would you even know there was a coronavirus if there was not, if it wasn't on the news 24/7? What is real, even though whether or not this coronavirus thing is real, what is real is the mind virus aspect of this, and that to me is the really big issue. We're going to be talking about that today. 844-236-6010. I really want to hear from you if you're dealing with anxiety issues or worry, fear issues. I definitely want to hear what you have to say. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Longevity products, and this is an amazing time if you're thinking about starting a home business. This is an amazingly important time, not just to start a home-based business just for economic reasons, but also to help people, also to make a difference, to help spread the word about the power of nutrition and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. If you're interested in, if you have been interested, and now this is going to kind of push you over the edge here a little bit, get you to make a decision, or if you're even thinking about it, call 866-735-2470 for more information about how to start a home business, longevity home business, and you can also, of course, sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and then our True Skin Health products. This is actually a very good time to practice self-care, and practicing self-care is really important. It's extra important, practicing self-care physically, using whatever physical means, whatever physical strategies you want, self-care via nutritional supplementation, via skincare products, via exercise, via meditation. There's all kinds of, this is really a time to be practicing self-care. True Treatment products are available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, J. Dean Waldman. We've had him on before. Dr. Waldman is a professor emeritus of pediatrics, pathology, and decision science. He's the former director of the Center for Healthcare Policy at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He's the author of many books. We had him on a few weeks ago talking about curing the cancer in U.S. healthcare, and we're going to talk coronavirus today at the bottom of the hour with Dr. Waldman, who is a very well-credentialed mainstream model physician from the University of Chicago. He's the former chief of pediatric cardiology
at the University of Chicago, and he's been a professor in various universities, and he's mainstream. But he's got some interesting things to say about the coronavirus, bottom of the hour. So my thoughts on this thing are, yeah, I don't know if it's physically real, but it's definitely mentally real. It's a mind virus. And it's been implanted. This is where we're infected. We have been infected by a mind virus, whether or not there is a physical virus, and nobody really knows. I mean, if you want to believe the authorities, then yes. But certainly you don't need to shut down the entire economy. This smells bad. This smells really bad. Nonetheless, we are all responsible for how we respond. We have responsibility. We have the ability to respond. If we respond by hoarding toilet paper and milk and canned soup and all the stuff people are hoarding, well, you know, we get what we deserve. Human beings have to get a grip of themselves. Yes, it's easy. Remember, the brain is hardwired to go into fear. That's what the brain does. That's its job. But we have been blessed with an extra part of our brain that will allow us to override the primitive brain. This is what it's about. This is an opportunity. This craziness, utter craziness that people are falling into is an opportunity for us to be great. It's an opportunity for us to be poised and have grace under fire. It's an opportunity for us to not lose our sense of compassion for each other and kindness and love, rather than falling into the reptilian brain, the fear brain. Falling into the natural tendency of the fear brain. And a lot of this has to do with understanding our bodies. Or I should say understanding our minds. Also understanding our bodies. We want to understand our immune system, for example. You know, first of all, the coronavirus is not I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that, although my deep, deep hunch is that it's a bunch of baloney. But regardless, the flu is real, and the flu really kills people. Why are we talking about the flu? The flu kills tens of thousands of people. Every year, the flu kills how many people have died of this of the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins in the United States? I don't know, a couple hundred? Not even. Really, it doesn't even stand up to scrutiny. You know, one of the things about the power structure that likes to manipulate the environment is they always show you what they're doing. They always have little obvious hints for those who have eyes to see. Just in the numbers, just in the statistics. And by the way, does anybody even ask how do people get diagnosed with the coronavirus? How do people know they have the coronavirus? The test isn't very accurate. Everybody wants a test. Hey, does anybody really know how this test works? They take a little sample, a tiny little piece of your blood, and then they multiply it out. And then if they find a virus in there, they say you're infected. You need to see the virus actively doing something for it to make a difference. Now, have you noticed all the times they're talking about? There's always little clues here. Okay, another clue. One of the clues is there's no real test. Nobody really knows who has the coronavirus. The second clue is. They always tell you about infections, but they never tell you about exactly what's happening. They say, oh, Tom Hanks was infected, and Justin Trudeau's wife was infected, and infected, and now they're in self-quarantine. Listen to the words they use. Infected, quarantine. What does infected mean? What the heck does that really mean? I mean, you got the virus, okay? If you did, really, we don't know, but let's say that it's true. They got the virus. They are infected. Okay, great. What now what? You get a cold. Okay, if you're really sick, and you have to be really sick, make no mistake about it. With rare exceptions, because I suppose there's always going to be exceptions, but with rare exceptions, you've got to be really sick to become symptomatic in a dramatic fashion from the coronavirus. And that's another clue. And by the way, anybody who understands biochemistry and biology can see this thing, see right through this thing. Unless you completely drank the Kool-Aid, you can see right through this craziness, this absolute nonsense. By the way, I want you to call me at 844-236-6010. I want to hear what you have to say. And I know to a large extent I'm preaching to the choir. Nonetheless, the real point that I want to make here is that we don't understand our brains and how our brains work. We don't understand how the amygdala works and how the limbic system works. We don't understand how our bodies work. We don't understand what white blood cells are, and we don't understand what neutrophils are, and we don't understand what interferon is, and we don't understand any of it. It's a great big mystery to us. Our bodies and our minds are great big mysteries, big black boxes, and we have no idea what goes on inside them, and that's why we fall prey to viruses of the mind as well as viruses of the body. And my job here on this program is to expose how the body and how the mind works so we can become masters of our body and mind. All right, I'm Bob Suspen. We'll take a break on The Bright Side right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We got Dr. Dean Waldman coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Waldman is a very well-credentialed mainstream medical physician, surgeon actually. He's been a cardiologist. He was the former chief of pediatric cardiology at the University of Chicago. He's been practicing for 37 years, and he's got all kinds of credentials. and we're going to talk to him about this whole craziness about the coronavirus, and I haven't talked to him yet, so I don't know what he's going to say. So, but I suspect he's going to at least partially, probably totally agree with everything we've said here. By the way, if you want to purchase longevity products, this is a golden opportunity, but you better get on it pretty quick if you want to get your Beyond Tang Tangerine. Listen, if we really cared about immune system boosting in this country, every American would get a Beyond Tang Tangerine once or twice a month on the government. You don't hear anything from that. You hear all these doctors on the television. And keep in mind, if it weren't for all these doctors on the television, and weren't all the talking heads on the television, Brian Williams and Sean Hannity and whoever, you know, Rachel Maddow and all these crazy, supposedly authoritative spokespeople, you wouldn't even know you had it. How can they even have a straight face when they're on the air talking about this stuff? I don't even understand that. This thing smells so bad. This thing is so not biochemically plausible. That's the thing here, folks. This is not biochemically plausible that you can have this kind of infection that would require these measures. In this particular case, we're talking about infinitesimal percentages of people who are being affected. So if that, we don't know. They say you died of pneumonia. How do you know you didn't die of the drugs they gave you in the hospital? How do we know that? We don't know any of it except what we're told. People are certainly not dropping dead in their homes. So this just smells bad on every level. Nonetheless, what's real is the fact that we got a mind virus. So anyway, before I get into that, I just want to remind everybody, 1-866-735-2470 if you want to order your longevity products and get on it and get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, get the Beta-Glucan, get the Ultimate Selenium. These are all very powerful immune boosters. Zinc FX, CFX. You're doing longevity products. If you're not doing longevity products, just get, if you can, vitamin C, selenium, zinc. And there's lots of things. There's lots of things that you don't want to do. This is not a time to eat sugar. This is not a time, not just because of this, to protect the immune system, which sugar destroys the immune system, but to protect your psychology. And that's really what I want to get into. I have always been a student of the mind ever since I was a kid, basically. I read my first psychology book when I was extremely young. I must say I read it. I kind of got the highlights and five-year-old sort of logic. But I discovered there was this thing called psychology at a very, very young age. And I've been obsessed with it ever since. And even though most people know about my work as a skincare professional or nutritionist or maybe pharmacist, what I really love the most is the science of the mind. And our lack of understanding about how our minds work, just like our lack of understanding about how our immune system works or how our body works, is really the problem here. Can't really control the environment. You can't control the environment you're in, but you can control how you respond to the environment. This is where we have responsibility. Responsibility is a context. You can't give somebody responsibility. It's how you operate. You operate within a context of responsibility. You either admit it and leverage it or not. Most people don't leverage it, and most people don't. But we have the ability to respond, and that's what this is about. The ability to respond. How are we going to respond? I signed up for Meals for Wheels yesterday. To deliver Meals for Wheels. That's how we should be responding. We should be responding by helping people who are really going to be affected by this. That's old people. Stuck in their house. Imagine the fear these old people are going through. And I'm an old person, by the way. Almost an old person. In numbers. But over 70s, you know, if they don't know, understand that they're part of the masses. Not people listening to this program. I understand that. You know, I'm preaching to the choir here. I understand that as well. But our lack of understanding about how our minds work and a lack of understanding how our bodies work, that's what's behind this. We trust other people because we don't know. That's why we pay attention when Dr. Anthony Fauci spews out his non-statistical nonsense. Social distancing. Really? Are you kidding me? Listen, people, do you think the virus just stays 6 feet away? It's airborne. I'm telling you, it does not stand up to even a modicum of scrutiny. It's ridiculous. But what's real is how we're responding. That's what's real. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I got Dean Wama coming up at the bottom of the hour, so I'll get a few phone calls, see who we can talk to. Let's go to Bob in Minnesota. What's up, Bob?
Hey, good morning, Ben.
Good morning. What do you think about this crazy?
Well, I'd like to comment on the coronavirus, and hopefully your listeners can detach emotionally from what I'm about to say and, you know, reason with logically. But, you know, the population at most risk, especially if look at the data from Italy, that thing, I understand the majority of the people are...
Hey, Bob, I can't hear you. You're cutting out, and I definitely want to hear you. Why don't you call me back, will you?
Can you hear me now?
No, it's a terrible connection. I can't do that. So call me back if you want, and I'll get I'll cut you in front of the line. Okay. Hey, Dorian, what's going on? Dorian in Virginia.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, buddy.
I have a relative that has blockages in the lungs.
Yes.
And he has heart issues. I need some
help. Yes. Oxygen, most important. The most important thing you do for this guy is oxygen. That's really what the problem is. It's an oxygen issue.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, I shouldn't say that. That's one of the main problems, is you don't get oxygen to the heart. So you got to improve oxygenation. Get on a rebounder, move the blood. And once you don't get oxygen to the blood, it slows down. It becomes sluggish. And that leads to less oxygen, and the blood becomes more sluggish, and on and on and on. This is where you run into the problem is like a downward spiral. You with me? You can cut it by practicing slow deep breathing techniques and exercise.
Okay.
Yoga. Also, yoga is a great one. Listen, yoga is amazingly important, amazingly helpful for older folks, amazingly helpful for people who have heart and lung disease, amazingly important because it helps improve respiration and blood flow and relax the body and improve the flexibility of the body. Listen, when the body becomes harder as we get older, it doesn't feed the cells as effectively. The stiffening and the ossifying and the fibrosis that are part and parcel of the aging process, unfortunately, is not just a structural issue, it's a metabolic and a biochemical issue because it changes the chemistry of the body when you're stiff. Because the connective tissue feeds the cells. Without the cells getting oxygen, without the cells getting nutrients, they become dysfunctional and they don't produce as much insulin and they produce more stress hormone and they don't make as much melatonin and on and on and on. So the connective tissue has a chemical and biochemical impact on the body, and that's why yoga is so important. And also the slow deep breathing. Dorian, I know you got a dog. Who is that in the background there?
That's my nephew that just ran in.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, does that help you?
Yeah.
What do you think about? I got about 10 seconds here. What do you think about this whole thing?
The corona thing. I think everything you're saying is 100%.
Yeah, no. I wish I was talking to more people, though. I know all the people listening to this program probably agree with me. You're all preaching to the choir. Tell everybody. Spread the word.
Yes, right. I will. I will.
All right. Thanks, Dorian. Take care. All right. Yeah, I want to talk to everybody on the planet about this craziness. But what's real is the mind virus, the mental aspect, and that's where we can take control. And we're going to be talking a lot about that in the coming days, and we'll talk about the immune system as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I would like to begin by announcing some important developments in our war against the Chinese virus.
President Trump at a coronavirus briefing yesterday, calling it the invisible enemy, but expressing optimism that it will be defeated sooner than his critics expect. And he played down concerns the U.S. unemployment rate would skyrocket in the next few weeks. Trump did tell reporters,
"We inherited a very obsolete system. This was a system that was out of date, obsolete, or it was a system that was never meant to take care of the number of people people that we're talking about, millions and millions of people.
Meanwhile, President Trump has signed into law a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package. To Wall Street, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 700 points in early trading today, firmly below the level it was at when President Trump took the oath of office. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. And we are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can purchase your longevity supplements at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and also truthnourishment.com. And our True Skin Health products are all available at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. And this is a great time to think about starting a longevity business, by the way. Call 866-735-247 if you want more info. All right, so we're talking about this coronavirus, which in my humble opinion may or may not be a thing. I tend to doubt it. It doesn't make biochemical sense. We're talking about, you notice how they're always talking about the infected and not the symptomatic. 6 feet, really? That's like going to make a difference with an airborne virus. The media is the only source. That's the only source of information we have here, folks. It's the media. Nobody really knows anything but what you hear every day from news anchors and Dr. Anthony Fauci. Do the tests really work? And are the deaths really deaths due to the coronavirus? We don't know anything about anything. But what's real is the economic impact and the mental impact, because those two are related. Anyway, we're going to talk to Dr. Dean Waldman. Waldman. He is Dr. Waldman, who's a MD and an MBA. He's been a pediatric cardiologist for 37 years, former chief of pediatric cardiology at the University of Chicago, and he is an author of over 250 articles and 12 books. And we had him on a couple weeks ago talking about curing the cancer in U.S. healthcare. I reached out to Dr. Waldman earlier this week or last week, and I asked him if he would come on because I knew he had some interesting things to say. So please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Dean Waldman. Hello, Dean.
Happy to be here.
Thank you so much. I know you're going to have some really interesting things to say. Did you hear me talking about how I don't know if this thing's real? It doesn't even make biochemical sense or biological sense, does it? This idea.
Well, there's a lot of, shall I say, ginning up of this crisis by the media. I really have to wonder if this is primarily politically motivated as a means to try and get at President Trump. Quite frankly, yes, there is a virus, and yes, it is spreading, but there's a lot of either misinformation or, you know, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. Well, we've got to create one in order to sell more newspapers or sell more ad time. So I have a lot of mixed emotions, and the main thing that I want to say, there are a bunch of lessons that I think we need to learn from this experience, which I'm going to go help your people with in just a second. But we talk about deaths, and yet when we look at the actual data, they say age is a problem. Well, age is not the problem. The problem is how we took care of ourselves. These are often, and matter of fact, according to some people, the vast majority of the deaths. There are a little over 100 deaths in the United States from this virus. We have no idea how many people actually have been infected for a lot of reasons, which I can go through later on. But the deaths are all, you'll notice the first, out of the first 26, 19 of them occurred in one nursing home of people who were very, very debilitated. And my point is that it is the comorbid condition that the patient has, or if you will, the pre-existing, the diabetic, the chronic smoker who has lung disease, person with cancer, and that's not his fault, but we could talk about type 2 diabetes in a minute. Bottom line is, it's the debilitated that are at risk of death, not the general population.
We've essentially created a perfect vector for a virus, for a viral outbreak, and in fact, it's part of nature to do that. When living things are together and they're sick and they're toxic, won't nature come in and kind of do its business?
Well, there's no question of that, and one of the first things that I think we need to recognize is where this actually came from, not where, as in this business with the media now banging on the president because he's calling it a Chinese virus, and they're saying, well, that's racist. I mean, baloney, that's where the virus came from. Are they going to say that it's racist when you call the West Nile virus that came from Egypt or the Middle East, MERS,
Middle Eastern,
a virus that killed, I have it here, something like 37% of people who contracted the MERS virus died from it. And yet for this COVID-19 virus that we are now in the midst of, my best guess is that for the healthy population, you're going to talk about a fraction of 1%, probably something on the order of 0.0001% healthy people. But you are going to be talking about seriously ill people, and that, of course, tends to be old people like myself. I'm pleased to say, as a a 76-year-old, I don't have any serious medical conditions, and I don't think I'm at any great risk. But the 50-year-old who has diabetes and chronic lung disease and kidney failure and is on a whole bunch of drugs, that's the person who's at risk. I think we need to talk, if I may, Ben, about what we should learn from the current experience. And the number one thing I think we need to learn is the following. We need contingency plans for these various outbreaks. I mean, if you look at it, we got 2004 SARS, 2009 swine flu, 2012 MERS, 2016 the avian flu, which, by the way, was the fifth episode of the avian flu in the 7 years prior to that. Now we got 2020 COVID-19. Would you be surprised if we get another outbreak of some virus
of course,
in 2022 or 2023? The answer is, of course, we're going to have another one. Why do we take these as a big surprise? Why don't we have our people playing, if you will, war games, just the way the military people prepare in advance for various contingencies and scenarios? We ought to have our people sitting down and saying, okay, what if the next virus hits pregnant women? What are we going to do? Or what if the next virus has a similar economic impact because of social distancing, which, by the way, is maybe a wise a choice on our part and on the world's part. But
hey, Doc, we got to take a break. So hang on to that thought. I want you to continue and come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Dean Waldman, and we're getting his take on the coronavirus. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We are talking to Dr. Dean Waldman about the coronavirus on Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which is where I get a lot of information from. For anybody who wants to check it out, that's Johns Hopkins Research Center, Coronavirus Resource Center. It's total confirmed 227,743. Total deaths 9,318. Dr. Waldman.
Sir.
Hey, so tell me about these statistics, okay? Because you know the three kinds of lies, right? There's lies,
and statistics, yes.
Correct. Okay.
I'm not sure whether it was Winston Churchill who said that, but God knows it's... It keeps being proven true.
Yes.
If you want to talk statistics for a second, and I do want to get some of these other lessons in here, but if you want to talk statistics for a second, you talk mortality, and the problem with that is we know the number of deaths. So if you're saying the mortality rate is 4% or 2% or 9% or Ebola 90%.
Well, hang on, Doc. This is the problem with knowing the deaths. We don't know if they literally died from the coronavirus because they're in the hospital and they're sick, and it could have been anything from the drugs that they're giving them to a comorbid condition, like you say, to the food they're eating. There's all kinds of reasons. We don't know definitively, do we, that when somebody dies that it was the coronavirus?
No, we don't know that, but I have to argue that it's worse than what you're saying, because we keep talking percentage rates. Well, the trouble is, we do know that the person died. We may not know precisely that it was that the Ebola or the COVID was the cause. I mean, he also had lung disease and cancer or whatever. Yes, but here's the problem. We don't know. We know the numerator, but we don't know the denominator.
That's a problem too. The more infections you have, the death rate drops. Right now, it's artificially high.
The more confirmed infections you have, that's right. The death rate drops, but the trouble is, we have no idea how many people actually are asymptomatic. Asymptomatic.
Yes, correct.
There are probably hundreds of thousands of people who have this virus and have nothing wrong, and they're not sick, they don't have a fever, they don't need hospitalization. We don't know that number, and so therefore, all these statements about, well, it's a 4% mortality, but in the older people, it's a 15% mortality,
right.
I go, baloney. We don't know the denominator of this fraction, so how the hell can you say anything?
Doc, listen to me. On so many levels, this stinks. On so many levels, this does not pass the sniff test. On so many levels.
I can't disagree.
Okay. But it doesn't.
I really want to say something important here about the history and something that we need to learn from the history. If you, Ben, I'm a lot older than you, and I can easily remember, say, medical school or when I was in training, all of the things that we did in the last 4 months were not even science fiction. They were inconceivable. We went from the first case identification on November 17th, 2019, to vaccine testing, which is what they're doing right now, starting, I think, March 16th, maybe 17th, but in the last couple of days. We went from identification to understanding the genome, to spreading the genome itself, the knowledge of the genome, to the beginning of creating testing kits, to now a vaccination program in 4 months.
Isn't
and my
it a
point
genetic-
is that is a tribute to entrepreneurship, medical technology, innovation, all the things that capitalism, forgive me for using that dirty word, but I don't think it's a dirty word, rewards, and I want us to learn that we need to encourage that behavior, not suppress it with government controls and price controls and socialist communist thinking. I really think we need to say thank you to the markets that created all this medical technology that is helping us understand and save lives.
Now, the vaccine, there's something unusual about this vaccine, at least when I read about it. It's like it's DNA vaccination.
That is correct. It is not live anything.
Yeah, so they actually put DNA in your body. Like the DNA is from the antigen, or it produces an antigen.
Yeah, and the whole point is to say, okay, we want the body to recognize this as a foreign invader, but we're not giving a live virus. We're only giving a particle that identifies. It's like giving the virus's address.
Got it. Does it enter into your genome? Does it enter into
the police being the immune system in your body, which is why people who are debilitated are more likely to get sick and possibly die from this because they are debilitated. So what we're doing is saying, okay, let's ramp up your immune system so that you kill the virus rather than some medication kills the virus.
What are the risks of autoimmunity with a DNA vaccine?
Answer with this one, I don't know. My best guess is there isn't any, but
it
I don't know
logical.
That yet.
It seems logical.
The fact is, it's all well and good for you or me or somebody else who's in the healthcare system to make predictions. The only thing that matters to the public is the evidence of effect. And so I need, before I say, answer your question, show me the data. Show me the evidence that this does or does not provoke an immune response that is dangerous as opposed to an immune response that is helpful. I don't know, and we have to see what the data shows.
Are there other DNA vaccines out there? I know they were thinking about, I read one about HIV a long time ago, or a couple years ago.
They're actually, one of the things they've been trying to work on is a DNA vaccine for Ebola.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
So is this a new era in vaccination, DNA vaccines?
Yes.
I just heard about them. Yeah?
Yes. And the answer is it is potentially, I hate to use this word, but it is potentially the cure.
Okay, for viruses. Now, last thing here, Doc. Just speculate, okay? If we think that, you know, the statistics are, they don't stand up to scrutiny, number one. The fact that the virus is really weak, number two. And the death rates are very low, even if you don't even factor in the idea of the numerator, denominator. What's behind all this stuff?
I it's not right to, for a supposed expert to say, I don't know, but the answer is, I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, I have a hunch. I have a couple hunches. You know, it seems like follow the money. You know, you've heard that before. So I.
Well, you know, if you like conspiracy theories,
this is juicy.
I certainly like thinking about them. I'm not sure I like saying them out loud, but, you know, you could make a case that this is a form of economic warfare.
Absolutely. That's the real ramifications. To me, that's real. I have my doubts. I don't think this doesn't stand up to biochemical, metabolic, or any kind of scrutiny. You know, just the understanding of numbers belies all the potentially fraudulent nature of this whole thing. But and nonetheless, Doc, I really appreciate your point of view. Thank you so much. I hope we can have you on regularly as this crisis progresses, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. Any last words you want people to know?
I'd like people to realize that if it's true, if this is all true, the people who have taken care of their bodies, who have taken personal responsibility for themselves, who don't smoke, who don't eat themselves into diabetes, who maintain an active lifestyle so they don't get arthritis and autoimmune disease and so forth, those people are safer and less likely to get sick and certainly less likely to die.
All right, Doc. Thank you so much for your take. Appreciate it. I'll be in touch with you, and I hope we have you on regularly as we keep going
happy
with this coronavirus
so.
Stuff. Thank you, Doc.
Have a great day.
Have a great day yourself. All right, that was Dr. Dean Waldman giving us his take. I'm not sure I agreed 100% with this stuff he said, but he still had some interesting things to say about the virus thing, about the coronavirus. And in my humble opinion, this is not anywhere near as important physiologically as it is mentally. And that is good news, because that's where we have locus of control, and that's always what it's all going to be about, locus of control. Number one, control your physiology, control your immune system, lose weight, exercise, and don't forget to focus on the psychology. We'll be talking about that in the coming Bright Side episodes. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.